Man, man, True Tellers, we are back. Or, I'm back.
Right, JJ's back.
JJ been here. Who was that? That was Kevin Gates?
Kevin Gates, man.
He said his album, you said the album sucked?
Album is Booty Meat.
Booty he said meat. Booty Meat.
That shit is butt. But we back, man.
Yeah, we JJ. Back for another... For another classic truth tellers without man, of course. This was random though, so.
It's still shit.
What'd you say?
Even if it wasn't random, man has be in his own goddamn world.
Nigga, so do you. So do we, all three of us be in our own world. You know what I'm saying? The truth tellers is, you definitely won't catch us out together or some shit like that.
Right.
Like, you ain't gonna catch us. Like, oh shit, they go to truth tellers over there.
That's no, funny you as gonna, fuck that we really don't ever be together like that.
Yeah, we don't hang out.
Man, that's just, funny as hell.
Yeah.
We come together when it's time to record.
Hell yeah. Anyway, so like I said, you said the Kevin Hart album.
Kevin Gates.
Kevin Hart album.
Kevin Gates.
Kevin Hart album. Boy. I didn't know Kevin Hart made an album.
JJ been gone too long.
I've been gone too long. My shit's off. My hosting skills is off. Anyway, checking in. How you been, JJ, bro? What's going on?
I'm all right, man. I'm living.
You living?
I'm all right, man. Shit's okay.
Living that regular life?
Yep. Trying to.
Staying
making sure everything's taken care of in the crib, you know?
My nigga, I've been at work constantly because it's been snowing like a motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, that shit's booty.
It ain't never snowed. You don't like snow, but I like snow because it means money for me.
I fucking hate this.
You know what I'm saying? So
what's crazy is I was born in this shit. I hate this shit with a fucking passion.
Wasn't your ass supposed to move?
Shit, move.
Yeah, you supposed to go to Arizona, weren't you?
Oh yeah, last year.
What happened to that?
Plans got fucked up. Doing other shit. Putting other shit before my fucking move. There's a lot of shit. And I lost my job. All types of stupid shit happened.
But, so you gonna try to come work for me this summer?
Maybe.
Shit, see what's to it. Let's see what's to it.
Maybe,
As far as me, like I said, I've been working. Been kicking it with the kids, trying to get myself back together. And since we're doing the check-in, obviously I'm going to talk about my little hiatus. So I did disappear, right? Did you do episodes while I was gone? I don't even think you did.
Where'd you leave?
Shit, I remember this shit. November 7th.
I did one.
You did one? Okay.
I think I did two. I did a little short one. And then I just did a recent one with Passion and Tevin.
So I went on a real vacation, like I said, a video on Instagram. If you check Instagram, because we always releasing content on that bitch, a lot more than we'll release an episode. When we first started, we was doing it like week to week. Now it's kind of, like I said, you ain't going to never catch us together. So when we get together, it's just kind of like...
Right, it's just random as hell.
Random, you know what I mean? So, like earlier today, I won't tell you all the details, but... I was getting my car fixed. I told his ass to come slide by and kick it with me while I was getting my car fixed. While I was just getting an oil change, but come by and kick it with me. We kicked it. We went to Target. I went and got some cleaner shit for my shoes. And
here we are.
Kicked it. Now here we are.
Episode.
You don't even know.
Life's been okay though, man. It ain't been nothing drastic happened, I guess. Really.
At least we don't live in Texas.
Right.
You hear about Texas?
I have.
It's
just, I don't know, man. I won't say I don't care about it, but
it's fucked up.
It's just crazy how they make these huge ass deals about shit. We've been going through this shit.
Well, okay, so here's the thing with Texas. Texas got snow like Chicago gets snow, but we've been getting snow like this like all season. They finally
forever.
Forever. So they finally got some snow. And what happened is their power grid is separate from everybody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if, you know, we ran out of power in a situation there was a blackout. That's why blackout never happens here. Because Illinois, Ohio, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Iowa, we got shit on lock. Mm-hmm. Something happened, we good. We might have one. I ain't never lived through a blackout. Maybe one time when I was little.
We had a couple blackouts.
I don't remember that.
I mean, not like.
I mean, the power go out because it's thunderstorm.
Not like citywide.
Statewide.
Right. Nothing like that. We've had little shit citywide, but it was for a short amount of time, you know what I'm saying?
So what happened is, let's see what's on you.
We we've been going through this shit. Like, I won't say I don't feel
bad. It ain't even just the snow. Anything could happen.
We've been going through this shit, bro.
It's just like, okay, so everybody started turning on the heat at one time, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody was going through it. So everybody was using all these resources at one time, and their power grid failed, and they didn't have any redundancies to back that shit up. And so what happens with a rolling blackout or a blackout is that engineers that are ahead of that in charge of that shit, they decide to, like, look, we're finna black this out real quick so we can restore.
Right, so they can save our shit.
Right, so we can restore what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We'll be able to get your power back earlier. But what happened is they just got overwhelmed.
I heard they motherfuckers' gas bills and shit, like 10 bands, 15 bands.
Gas bills.
Like, their electricity bill is going up crazy as hell. I don't understand. I didn't read into it. I just seen the shit and I was like, damn.
These got to be businesses. Or these residential.
You know, these are people, residentials.
What the fuck? I got to look into that.
People shit's been going up to $10,000, $12,000. That shit's wild.
That's crazy. But anyway, October 26th, in celebration of my birthday and continued celebration of my birthday, I took my ass to California, Los Angeles. In celebration of my birthday and, you know, Junior's birthday, Gary's birthday, you know what I'm saying? We just turned 30. We went out and did it big out there. We had a good time.
30.
Shut the fuck up. Jesus. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, we went out there and had a good time. Good dinners, good friends, good times. You know what I mean? Then I got back. All right? So within a matter of a week of me getting back, my number two at my company decides to quit.
Damn.
He quit on me. My Spanish speaking man. You know what I mean? My go-to, my what are you doing today, dude?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He quit. And then 2 days or a day later, some shit like that, I get arrested on November 7th. And I sat in jail, in Cook County Jail, from November 7th to January 5th.
On some
bullshit. 5th. It was the 5th. I remember that shit. I remember it.
I'm sure you do.
I remember that shit. So, the feel, because I was counting down. I really wasn't counting down, but I was just living that shit. But that shit was rough.
I'm sure, man.
That shit was terrible, especially in the midst of COVID and all things like that. So, you can't imagine the shit you go through. You imagine what shit you go through in jail, right? But shit that you go through in jail during the pandemic.
I wouldn't know.
Motherfuckers didn't give a shit. You ain't never been to jail?
Never been. Don't plan on ever going.
High five on that
one. Don't ever plan on going.
Yeah, I don't plan on going back either because that shit is terrible. I hate not being in charge of my life or the things that I do, the things that I eat, you know, what I need to do. Like, this nigga today telling me to go to bed.
Yep, when you
wake up. In the middle of the day.
Yep, when you wake up, when you can go shower, when you can go.
They ain't tell us when we had to go shower, but they, in the middle of the day, because there was a shift change at some point and because officers work so long that they need to rest. Mm-hmm. They turn the TV off. Sometimes they turn the lights off, okay? They turn the lights off and say, it's time to take a nap for 2 hours during the day. Grown-ass men.
Right.
You got me fucked up.
Yeah, that's ass.
It was one day, one of my fellow inmates or whatever, that nigga was like, he was, she said something goofy, like the officer or something. She said something goofy. And she said, it's time to lay it down or something, time to take a nap or some shit so I can take a nap or some stupid ass shit like that. And I think she took the microwave away during this time, so we can't even eat. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So she took the microwave away, and he was about to warm up something. And, she was just like, it was time to take a nap or something weird, she said, all right? And the dude, he lost it. He's like, I was cool. I was going to go do what I was supposed to do because I know at like 1:30 it's time to lay it down. We're time to break time, you know, turn the TV off and shit. No, she going to say, you need to take a nap. And he lost it.
Right now.
She said, right now, you need to go take a nap so I can take a nap. And I was like, damn. And he lost it. And we just acted a fool for 2 hours so she couldn't take a nap.
That's funny. It's
talking shit to her, but not directly to her, just out loud.
Right.
That shit was funny. We ain't had nothing else to do.
I mean, I'm sure. Said, y'all don't fucking got to go to sleep because she want to go to sleep. She basically just saying, y'all shut the fuck up.
Pretty much. Basically, y'all shut the fuck up. And then we was like, all right, so shut the fuck up. All right, bet. Cool. We going to be on your ass. Right. And so we was back there bullshitting. I'm talking about like when we all drunk in the garage and we just loud as shit for no reason.
Right.
Anyway. So I did that and now I'm back. Since I've been back, It's been a shit. I ain't had no time to go out. Shit, I just recently got the chance to go out for Kari's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Kari Bossy, check her out.
And that's the first time you went out?
That's the first time I've been out.
Jesus.
I mean, that's the first time I've been out, and I was still what in my work clothes.
Yeah.
Nigga had overalls on. Probably was the freshest dressed Mitch that. You know what I'm saying? Fresh. I'm still fresh. That overall Carhartt. What you talking about?
Yeah, shout out Kari too though, man. Y'all go check out Bossy.
Yeah, check out Bossy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, man. Then shit.
Get into
plug? How do we plug? She a musician, artist, rapper.
She a rapper, man. Little sis,
man. Kari, her name Bossy. Go check her out, bro.
Go check her out.
Illinois, bro. Bossy. Check it out. Search it. She on platform. She out here.
She definitely out here.
You got one of her songs? Is she on iTunes?
I wouldn't know, honestly.
I don't know. Anyway. Moving forward, we're going to start calling this section, you know, we used to call it, what, Rapid Fire?
Yeah.
We got an episode called Rapid Fire, but Rapid Fire real quick, we finna talk about things that, this is going to be a segment called Things JJ Don't Care About.
Me, not him.
Right, clarification, little JJ.
Just JJ.
Little.
Just JJ.
Little JJ.
Nope. He's big JJ, I'm just JJ.
Uh-huh.
Just JJ, I'm not little. I'm short, but I'm not fucking little. He's big JJ. I'm just JJ.
No. You is.
There's
you
no.
Short. That means that's nope. The definition of little.
There's
bro.
No little nothing.
We already talked about that.
Nope.
I'm all just, right, well, relax. Relax. Don't be.
You see what my shirt say? You want to settle this shit like adults, bro?
Oh, wow.
Y'all see the shirt?
Rock, paper, scissors?
Want to settle this quick. Like adults. Rock, quick, paper, quick, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Fuck wrong with you.
Damn. Do it again. Best out of three. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. What the fuck? Get out of here.
That's one.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. What is you doing? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm out of there.
I usually don't lose rock, paper, scissors.
He just lost. He got rock, paper, scissors shirt on.
I usually don't lose.
On video, my nigga. He said, I usually don't.
I usually don't. But we'll see. Yeah. It's a time for everything, I guess. Every dog has his day.
Every dog has his day.
I usually don't lose.
So, rapid fire things JJ won't care about. COVID.
Don't care about it.
COVID. Not even a little bit?
Nope.
You even had like a little, like you got soft about the Texas situation.
No, I didn't.
Just for a little bit, you was like, I kind of feel bad.
No.
You just,
I'm saying like, I didn't say I feel bad. I said, it's fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked up. So COVID ain't fucked up?
It is, but.
It didn't really affect you?
Nope.
He's like, I like being inside anyway.
Yep. I mean, my cousin just had it. My uncle, my auntie just had it, but.
Yeah, people were catching that shit.
That don't have shit to do with me.
So real quick, just to give you a wrap up, you got shit. I told you it's going to be shit JJ don't care about.
I just don't. If shit don't affect me,
it do affect you.
It doesn't.
You gotta wear a mask. You gotta wear a mask.
So what?
That's an affection on you.
That don't bother me. I mean, like real life affect my life. Nope, it hasn't.
Yeah.
Like it affected my girlfriend. My girlfriend lost her granddad.
So that's not part of your life.
I mean, I guess, but it's not. It's not. It is, but it's not.
You act real spicy.
I'm just saying, man. That's just how I think. Like, yeah. She's my girl and she's my life, but...
So, yeah, so that's naturally...
Nah.
It did affect you, though.
Nah, it didn't.
The mask and the... You lost somebody. Sorry to hear that, too. Rest in peace, whoever that is.
Granddad.
Anyway, quick synopsis. Pandemic hit. Second wave hit. We are now at the point of where we're reaching immunity. No, yep. Immunity. Yeah, that's it. We're at that point. Kids under the age of 10, I believe... you know, they may catch it. They're more of a super spreader than somebody that's going to be directly affected by it when it comes to their health.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. So at this point, it's kind of like we got the vaccine now. It's like two stages of it, but it's so hard to fucking get, especially in certain different demographics.
Don't
get that shit. I guess there's not enough research to support actual.
The shit is not even FDA approved.
Okay, correct.
Like,
so,
come on, bro.
Okay,
y'all injecting people with shit that y'all didn't even approve it. Y'all the FDA.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't even approve it, but y'all gonna give it? No, bro. No.
Well,
no. She don't make no sense. Some lady got the vaccine and died 2 hours later.
How old was she?
I don't remember. She was an older one. She was an older woman, I guess, but still.
I mean,
still.
I mean, yeah, because you know what a vaccine is.
Look,
it's like you know.
Check me out.
You were putting the virus in yourself.
But look, check me out.
Right.
This vaccine don't even have the coronavirus in it.
It don't. I thought it did.
No. You know a vaccine. You know a vaccine has to give you the shit for your body.
I thought that's what they do. That's what I hear everybody say.
It's not even. Look it up.
I gotta look that shit up.
The shit's not even in the vaccine. So y'all just injecting people with shit, telling people that they need to get it. Y'all just no, bro. This is population control right here. We're witnessing it right now. Mm-hmm. We're witnessing it.
Oh yeah, fucking hell yeah, population control. 100%.
We're witnessing it right now.
They said that. What was it? You see all these. It'll be books. There'll be movies. There'll be stories about like. Wait, fucking Thanos. If Thanos was sitting here, and he watched the pandemic, he'd be like, okay, cool, because that's what Thanos is trying to do. Of course, the world is overpopulated. We need to restart.
This is what they're doing right now.
And that's what I was really going to get at when it comes to the COVID thing. We have lost almost 500,000 people.
They just said we did. I just seen an article last night about Biden addressing it.
So the numbers just hit this weekend or this past weekend or like yesterday or something. 500,000. Dude, that's more than World War II, World War I, and Vietnam combined.
Tell me that's not bullshit.
That is, though.
I'm saying, tell me, like...
What you mean, bullshit and what's that?
The numbers.
You think the numbers are bullshit? You think they're inflated? What? 100%.
What?
100%.
Just think about this.
But war deaths are inflated, too.
Check me out. Just last year when this shit started, right? And was it started in March, right? Last year?
Mm-hmm.
Like March, like 18th, some shit like that?
Yeah.
Okay, give or take. After a few months of this shit, over 100,000 people had died. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Now, a year later, you're telling me only 400,000 people died? And in that time frame...
Wait. When it hit?
Yes.
You said 100,000?
Yeah, remember
that
first...
No. In the middle of the summer, we were at 100,000.
No, I'm saying, but this is what I said a few months after. So, the shit started in March. Probably 2-3 months.
Right.
That's the summertime, right?
100,000.
We reached 100,000.
Right.
So, 12 months later, only 400 more people died?
Yeah, because we started addressing the situation.
But still...
But when you... Okay, so when it happened, it's almost like... I put it like this. It's almost like if you... if somebody turning a bright light to your face right now, you know what I'm saying? If somebody shined a light in your face, you know what I mean? Your face, your eyes, everything has to adjust. So right away, immediately you can be like this. And then you can see, you might be able to see. Sometimes you can't see, no matter what you do to the situation. Okay. So like, when it hit, nobody did nothing. That's the thing. And Trump didn't.
What do we do different? Put on mask?
We started putting on masks. We started practicing, the vaccine didn't come out until last month. It didn't come out until fucking December. I understand that. But I'm saying what we did is we started wearing masks. We started being more cautious and more protective of you know, people being in our bubble, pretty much. And so it lessened the numbers. But they were still climbing. That's what happened, bro. You can't say it didn't happen.
I mean, I'm saying I understand that, but nah. They be just making shit up. They be just saying shit, bro.
I mean...
They be just saying shit.
I'm saying population control, I completely agree with you, but 500,000 people, I do agree with that. It might be more. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't even think it's that much. Because motherfuckers just... You can die right now, and they're going to say you died from coronavirus. You can die right now.
Well, yeah, they did that too.
You can get shot in the head right now, and they're going to say you died from a bullet wound, and magically you had coronavirus. Everything, bro. Everything.
It ain't here.
Anything you go to the hospital,
because this don't make sense, and that's why it leads me to believe you. It says, "Well, COVID vaccine." It says after getting the COVID, will you test positive for COVID?
Like what?
How the fuck you like, not gonna test positive for COVID if you get the vaccine? Because that's literally what it's supposed to be doing.
Come on, bro.
So what you really anyway?
Shit don't make sense.
500,000 people, like I said, that's more than both wars and Vietnam combined. That's crazy. I think that's crazy, but I still think that both of those world wars and Vietnam, they didn't produce bigger numbers than that. I mean, how many people in the army? I gotta look that up.
That's a good question.
I gotta look up these facts.
That's a good fucking question.
How many people in the army? Yeah. How many armed forces do we have?
You can put how many people are in the army.
Yeah, army works.
Army's just fine. How many people in the army?
It said, what's that, like, quarter of our population? Okay, active duty, less than 500,000.
Right.
So, okay, I can agree. Maybe I can see that there. I can definitely see that.
Maybe now, yeah. That's now, though.
But the Navy got another 9,000.
That's still now, though. You talking about World War One and World War Two? That was fucking 50, 70 years.
Yeah, but they was fucking. They were what were they doing? Vietnam? What they had to draft and shit.
Vietnam was in the '50s, sixties.
I don't know this shit. You done caught me on something I don't know. 60s? Surprise, surprise.
I think
Marine Corps got 200,000.
Okay, but yeah, like we were saying, I think. I mean, I won't say I think it's bullshit, but it's definitely over exaggerated. It's definitely over exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
They just think when this shit now, even now, you look at the facts. They say this shit still has a 99.4% success rate. How are all these people dying?
Still,
like tell me that makes sense though.
It's like 100 people a day per state.
I'm just saying, but tell me this makes sense. We have a success, fucking recovery rate of damn near 0.06% people don't recover. That's how many people are dying.
I mean,
hell no.
You gotta think about it. It's like a condom, bro. Like, what they say, condoms are 99.9 effective. How many times motherfuckers use a condom when you got pregnant still?
Not no.
That don't make no sense. That number does not make no sense. In a year, even in a year.
I'm saying it ain't 500,000. I can tell you that much.
Ain't 500,000.
I can guarantee you it's probably not 100,000.
Nigga. I know it ain't up there.
So what difference do this make?
A huge I'm agreeing with you.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just being a devil's advocate. I'm just saying. Right. I'm just saying, like, what the fuck? The shit don't make sense.
Where they getting these numbers
from? Shit does not make sense, bro. It doesn't make sense. It don't make sense.
I mean, that's why
people get this shit and motherfuckers recover and they say at first you couldn't get it again. Whatever. The lady had the coronavirus. She recovered from it, got the vaccine, and then got it again.
Yeah, maybe the vaccine
like,
wasn't.
Come on, bro.
That vaccine was not effective because.
What the fuck is the point of it?
Did you hear about? I don't know.
Y'all just wanna. What are y'all putting in?
Trump was trying to, like I said, he pushed this shit out way too quick. And I'm gonna get to his impeachment too because that's another something you ain't gonna give a fuck about.
I don't.
But I'm saying. Trump pushed this shit out too early. You know what I'm saying? And even with these blackouts too, they were having this situation where they were losing power and to contain or to store the fucking vaccine, it has to be a certain temperature or some shit like that.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? There's not cases where if we're making up numbers, if I take 10 vaccines out, if I take 20 vaccines out, you know, how long is it going to be that they're effective if they can just be regulated by temperature at all times.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I take 20 out, is it going to be 10 of those? If only 50% success rate of them working? We don't have that information. We don't know that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We
don't
have
those numbers. They're trying to give it to motherfuckers.
Right, and that's why the vaccine should not be out right now. We don't even take flu shots. So black people will be one of the, you know, they're going to say some stupid ass shit about black people.
It affects minorities more. Get the fuck. Our immune system is better than theirs.
Hello?
Like,
nigga, I keep saying this. Black people are God. We're fucking kings.
Like, literally.
We king and queens because y'all done had it for 200 years, 400, 400 years. Y'all enslaved us. You know what I'm saying? And y'all, you know, y'all made us do all types of shit. Beat us down. You know what I'm saying?
Do shit y'all couldn't do.
Do shit y'all couldn't do.
Basically.
You know what I'm saying?
We did the shit they couldn't withstand.
For y'all profit and then still hated us. And y'all wonder why we can jump higher than you. You wonder why we better at sports than you. You wonder why we look better than you. You wonder why our skin better than
why
you.
Why we age better
why
than y'all.
Why we age better than
why
y'all.
What we can have hair at 100 years old and y'all be fucking bald and looking like a fucking prune.
Looking like a raisin.
And we be looking young as hell.
Looking like a raisin.
We definitely are the superior genes. So that's what I want to say when they said that shit. They trying to push it out to the minorities. Why the fuck? We don't want that shit.
You better say which minorities.
It don't matter. We're not going to be the ones to take that shit. We going to look at y'all ass like, what?
I mean, I understand. And then they mandate. I believe they mandated the frontline workers to have to take it. So
like
you
who?
Can't even work.
Oh,
nurses
I think
and shit,
so.
Doctors,
yep. I think
they
Passion
mandate
got
that.
It.
You can't even work.
Well, new job.
You know what I also heard? I heard that the vaccine was, they putting a chip in there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What did they put that chip in there?
Yeah.
What movie was that? Was that iRobot when he just, walked into a building and they knew it was him?
Was it?
I don't know. But, Born Identity or fucking iRobot or some shit like that.
Fuck that. If y'all listening, do not get that vaccine, bro. Do not get that shit.
Y'all better be listening. Fuck you talking about?
Shit is... They didn't approve to get it, bro. They didn't even approve it.
Trump rushed it up.
Like, come on, bro. It's not even approved.
And to move on, bro, let's get back into the impeachment field. If y'all don't know anything about the impeachment, y'all probably forgot that. I mean, it's so much news every week. Something happening every week. But y'all probably forgot back. Shit, when was it? Okay, so they tried to impeach him twice.
I knew that, man. I told y'all that man wasn't going to get impeached.
No. Mitch McConnell, bitch ass, fucking said that, you know, he's no longer in this position, so he can't be. But there was a first impeachment. The first impeachment was, you know, let me see what you're talking about. You know, it was an abuse of power, you know, and obstruction of the Congress to, you know, with their, he like colluded with the Ukrainian government to do to like change the election or some shit. Like I remember that shit. So they was like, oh yeah, so, you know, we're going to charge, and then that failed. You know what I mean? So he got voted to get impeached, and then went to the Republican-led House of Representatives, and they voted not to prosecute. Yep. Okay? And then again, I don't know if y'all remember January 6th. January 6th, there was some bullshit that happened at the fucking Capitol. Mm-hmm. Like, if that was black people,
well, we would have been, we
they would have bombed the Capitol.
We would have been casualties.
Right. They would have bombed the Capitol.
Check this out. Did you hear about that lady speaking of this Capitol shit? Okay, so look. You know, if you trespass on a fucking federal building, they're supposed to shoot your ass. You know that, right? Like, you get shot.
Like on site. Like, remember the end of Bad Boys 2?
I never seen it.
You ain't never seen Bad Boys 2?
Never seen either, bro. We ain't going to that. But, okay, so look. These motherfuckers went into the Capitol, blah, 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 breaking glass, doing all types of shit. Look, I want to say maybe this was a couple years ago. This lady fucking, she got into a car accident and her fucking vehicle, like, breached, I forgot what fucking building it was, bro. It was some building.
She got in an accident
and it caused her to trespass over the shit. They shot her ass and killed her.
Was it like an embassy or some shit?
I forgot what building it was. But she didn't even trespass.
She was in a car. She was driving the car. Got in an accident.
I believe
she shot her from above.
I believe she got in an accident. The accident caused her to like drive over the lawn or something. Yeah, look it up. They shot her ass.
If y'all anybody know what that is,
I forgot what the fuck it was.
Send that to me.
I'm gonna definitely look it up and I'm gonna tell y'all the facts. But yes, I'm gonna definitely let y'all know. But yeah, she wasn't even on no trespassing, like trying to get inside type shit. She fucking hit the thing and they popped her ass. They popped her.
Yeah, so we would have been dead.
We would have been fucking dead.
So now he colluded, or he like, basically the charge was with the impeachment, like after the inauguration. So he's no longer in office at this point, right? Mm-hmm. He's no longer in office. They vote to impeach. Basically, they just trying to make it so that this nigga can never run for president again.
Right.
You know, it is Donald Trump. That nigga might, you know, find another body. You know, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And still claim to be Donald Trump. That's how egotistical this motherfucker is. Okay? But he told, like, in I think it was in the debate, he basically told the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. You know what I mean? And then he said something at some press thing. I don't remember exactly what it was said because I haven't heard that yet. And they're saying that incited the entire, what was seemed to be a coup. At the Capitol building.
Which it definitely fucking was.
And it was a coup.
Because what the fuck?
He was trying to stop
it. What else would y'all, what else could you call it?
Right.
A misunderstanding.
No.
Like, what? No, a the riot.
Election, the election,
like,
the, no, the, bro. No, it was not a riot either.
Like, no, man. That shit was planned. He told motherfuckers, like they said, he told motherfuckers, sit back and sit by. Who the fuck are you talking to?
Stand back and stand back.
Who are you talking to?
He looked at the camera.
Like, who are you talking to? This ain't the military you're telling this to.
Right.
You're telling this to civilians. So if you lose your election, you're telling these motherfuckers, just turn this bitch up.
So turn this bitch up if I lose. Like, if you around here, or nigga, if you from America, you heard about the little situation that happened in Kenosha. Was it Kenosha? When a dude ran past the police with the damn rifle gun after shooting those people?
Yeah.
Yeah, this happened like literally like 40 minutes away. You know what I mean? You know, that type of nigga to stand back and stand by. I'm surprised nobody, they wasn't shooting at the Capitol.
Yep.
Because they feel like they can get away with that shit. White people do better. That was ridiculous.
Y'all supposed to be the examples.
Yep.
Weak ass.
Y'all supposed to be, no, they not the example.
I'm saying they're supposed, the way they look at it, they're the superior. We supposed to look up to them. Y'all are fucking horrible leaders. Horrible.
That's terrible.
Horrible fucking leaders. Horrible.
Superior.
Fuck out of here,
y'all. If you're the superior, then live up there then. I'm Hunger Games shit. Let's do this Hunger Games shit, bro. We'll tear your ass up.
My superior to
white,
shit.
White supremacy is
They fucking know that. That's why they treat us how they treat us. Because if we come together, they already know. It's over with. It's
boom, boom, bang.
Over with. Y'all, they know that.
Boom, boom, bang.
But we don't think like that. They do that on purpose. Make us fight over shit. Put us in these territories where this person got this better. And that's why they do that shit on purpose. So we can hate each other.
So anyway, with the end of the impeachment, blah, blah, blah. There was the coup. Y'all know, like I said, with the Capitol building. They went up there. They tried to turn, reverse the election or, riot basically in the wrong place with the wrong color skin and got away with it. And Trump incited that and they was causing that, that's basically criminal behavior. Blah, blah, blah. He's supposed to be prosecuted, and because he's no longer a president, Mitch McConnell or the House of Representatives have decided that, again, to not impeach this motherfucker. So he can run again, like I said. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Joe Biden finna, I don't know, I hope he make it through the election. His term.
No, he said that.
That nigga old as hell.
He ain't
that old. He's 77. Nigga, 77, and you a nigga. I don't trust a 77-year-old to check me out at Target.
That's true. That just show you our government
is retarded. Nigga, you rang that up twice.
Our government is retarded.
Yeah.
Same motherfuckers that's been in the fucking house. Them motherfuckers been in that 40 years. Boy, this is a whole new world. Why are y'all still in control of what's going on and y'all past y'all prime?
All right, let's hit on this something. Another thing JJ won't care about and he didn't know about was. Okay, so something happened. I think it was Dani Leigh. She said she was like yellow bone or some shit. And that fucking excited some people. And they was like, no, bitch, you are light. Like, I don't know, you light skin. Or you're not even black.
Yellow bone. Dani Leigh, that girl that sing that Easy song, Chris Brown?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, so she was with the baby, right? So not only, so this is how I look at it. They broke up, right? And so I look at it like this. She got all this heat on her from this whole. She called herself a yellow bone and everybody lost their fucking mind.
She is, though.
But she's not black.
Oh, bro. She's not?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And motherfuckers was like, Shorty, you can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, you're yellow skin.
What, is she Spanish?
Yeah.
She's black then.
Nigga, that's not black.
That is.
That's not
black. Okay, it depends on where from in Spanish.
You know, motherfucker, Twitter went crazy. Okay? So she got all this attention on her from that. And then, Because I guess we just found out about it. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, if we just found out about it or not. Then, like a week later, she with the DaBaby, and he's standing by her with that comment. And then, like a week later, they break up. I look at it like this. DaBaby is the type of nigga that don't like attention. Too much attention. Now, you done went out here acting all wild, done tore up Twitter. Now, you done said that we all together and shit. You gonna make me look like a fool if I don't say I support you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they broke up. He was like, okay, sure, you doing too much. I gotta go. I'm finna slide.
See, I didn't know none of
that. What do you think about girls doing too much in relationships? Especially stuff like that. Exposing the relationship. If the relationship is fine, where is it?
I don't like that shit.
I do not like that shit. I'm good. We good where we at. My business is my business. I even get upset when people in my life tell me something they're upset about. About what somebody else,
right?
About somebody else's relationship, or somebody else's situation, or like how they feel about. I'm like, what that fucking matter?
Right.
Stop bringing that over here. Leave that where it's at.
I mean, some people like that shit. Some people don't, but
I know. But don't share it with somebody that don't like it. Then
right. I agree.
I'm finna treat your ass.
Right.
Stop being like, okay, I can understand if you get upset, you get in a car accident, but like not like a fender bender or some shit like that. You get upset. You know what I mean? Anything can happen. Like, you spill your coffee, you get upset.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. But things are put into motion to make these things happen. And majority of the time, it's out of your control.
Of course.
So, why get upset over things you can't fucking control?
Of course.
You know what I mean? You can get upset when people don't do things that they tell you they're going to do.
You still can't get upset at that.
Sometimes you can.
Well, you can't.
Well, they done made a commitment. So, like, you know, it's better than, shit, I don't know, something you can't control, like the weather. Like, people trip on me about me being available to fucking hang out or do anything. And, it's the fucking weather. And now I'm fucking irritated because you irritated.
Right.
Leave it alone. We can't control it.
You irritated me, not because you irritated.
Right, exactly.
You irritated me now.
Whoop.
I feel that.
You irritated me now. Like, I wasn't irritated before. Right. Like, save that energy. Keep that energy over there. If I'm fine, I'm fine, dude. Don't bring that shit over here.
Definitely.
So, like I said, the baby was like, all right, cool, bro. This is too much. I gotta go. Robinhood, if y'all don't know, Robinhood is a trading, day trading stocks app. You don't know nothing about it?
I got Robinhood.
Okay, so the GameStop, back in January, the GameStop stock, some dude on Reddit was like, it's gonna shoot up. So it became popular. People started buying that shit.
Bro, I heard about it. I just never read into it, like, what happened.
All right, so I'm just explaining to you, so, you know what I mean? Like, these are, like, again, things JJ don't care. So the GameStop stock went up, okay? It became popular to buy. So it was at one point, like probably at the beginning of the year, it was like $8, $7, $10, some shit, $5, you know what I mean?
Right, probably.
And then like they was like, yo, this is the stock, let's buy into this, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't like corporate stock traders or Wall Street saying, let's do this.
Right, it was regular motherfuckers.
It was regular motherfuckers. So the regular motherfuckers was like, yes, let's keep going, like stay strong on it, blah, blah, blah. And then Wall Street said, no. Like, you know, we're going to, you know, y'all saying it's worth 10, it's going to be worth 5. It did the opposite thing. Everybody listened to everybody else. And Wall Street.
And Wall Street shut it down, like, reversed it?
So this is what happened. They created a situation pretty much. They were really upset about it.
Right, so they shut that shit down.
Not really. A lot of people think that they did that. A lot of people think that they shut it down. But this is what happened.
Well, not shut it down. I feel you. Go ahead.
Okay, so what happened was... you know, it stayed strong, and Wall Street wasn't ready for that. And Robinhood probably is, you know, run by Wall Street. It's a bigger outfit, sure. I think. I don't know. I think that's run by a bigger outfit. You know what I mean? Like a fucking what do they call them? Fucking what do they fucking call them? Damn things. I don't know what they call them. If I think about it, I'll fucking tell you. Fuck. I gotta stop smoking weed. So it started going up, and it went up and up and up, and everybody kept buying into it, and they were like, we need to shut this down. And it would be, you'll wait fucking years for a stock to do what it did.
Yeah.
In a matter of days, this stock went from fucking $20 to fucking $420. You know what I mean? Right. Motherfuckers stay strong on it. And it didn't happen, blah, blah, blah. And then Robinhood shut the trade down on GameStop.
They just
cut it off.
What?
They stopped trading GameStop. And that's where everybody was. All the regular people are trading. We're not on
right.
Wall Street.
We're not on fucking Wall Street.
You know what I'm saying? We're not doing that shit down there. You know what I mean? So, so they shut it down. But this is why they shut it down. Everybody thinks whoever regulates or the government or like Wall Street was like, we finna figure out a situation to shut them down. Mm. It didn't really happen like that. What happened was Robinhood was dealing with this. One stock amongst all the other stocks that they trade with in such a, you know, like a high capacity that they couldn't. So when you put your money into Robinhood and you trade a stock, you buy or you sell, you know what I'm saying? They put the money up for you.
Right.
It's just like when you get a refund. Right. When you get a refund, you know what I'm saying? It takes 1 to 2 business days for it to get there. So if you make this trade, that trade's happening right there. What Robinhood is doing is they're staking their money on your money right away.
Mm-hmm.
It was happening too fast and at too high of a rate for Robinhood to continue their things, and so they had to shut the trade down on GameStop.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
But, you know, of course, everybody, it's still a conversation out there about, because Wall Street was fucking pissed.
I'm sure.
You know what I mean? And unfortunately, with them doing this, with them shutting the trade down on the regular guy ended up losing money.
Right.
Okay? Because everybody was really concerned about this, especially the people in government that regulate, currency and, you know, how it's trading and stuff like that, because he's that regular Joe Smoke's going to get fucked.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wall Street can lose. They can lose big.
And they'll be all right.
You know what I'm saying? People are putting their rent money on this fucking stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all just going to shut down on the motherfuckers. This is a conversation that needs to be had. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's bad.
And it should be the people that say what things are worth buying, because we are the ones that buy them.
Right.
So why is it fucking Wall Street is telling us what to buy? This is again the man, the white man, on our back, telling us what to do, how much things cost, and what areas, and when they cost, and what time they cost this much, and the best time to sell it, and blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't understand why there ain't alcohol sale between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m., but we can get into that another time. moving forward, the Robin Hood debacle was a fucking doozy. I did make a little money off this.
That was nice, though. I got Robin Hood. I just don't really.
Nigga, I bought in at like $60 and it went to like, I think I hit 380 or some shit like nice. That. That was like right before the 460 mark or 450 mark or some shit like that. The day later. Nigga, that 3-6, I sold right away. I bought 10 shares at 60. That's 600 and sold at fucking 360 for every share. Came up.
Hell yeah.
Came up. Tom Brady won the Super Bowl. What you think?
Fuck him.
Fuck him? He's the greatest white man to ever live.
Check me out.
He's the greatest white man to ever live.
I give him his props. I definitely cannot take that from him. But I don't like him because they beat us, so. All respect. City? The Falcons.
Oh,
we were
shit.
Up 28-3.
You got to tell the people who you're talking about. Us.
I'm a dirty bird.
Us like he on the team and
I'm
shit.
I'm a dirty bird, man. Atlanta Falcons, they beat us. We was up
28-3. Nigga got a red shirt on. He said us because he think he a
They Falcon. Came back and fucking beat us. So fuck Tom Brady, but all respect to Tom Brady.
Nigga, he's the greatest white man to ever live. Who else? Do you agree with that statement? He's the greatest white man to ever live? Who else?
I guess, yeah.
Who else could be the greatest white
Football,
man to ever
live? Yeah.
Now I'm talking about the greatest white man to ever live.
Like sports?
Nigga, the greatest white man in general ever to live.
Why?
Nigga, cause he won, how many rings he got? Seven?
Seven.
So he been to 11 Super Bowls.
So you can say he's the greatest.
He's the greatest white man to ever live. The There's no other criteria for that. You know what I'm saying?
White sportsman.
No, he's the greatest white man to ever live.
No.
Who else? Who you got? Who's the greatest white man to ever live?
Johnny Depp. The fucking GOAT.
I ain't gonna fuck with you, bro. Johnny Depp is lit.
He can do anything. Anything.
Nigga, somebody said Keanu Reeves. This is the greatest white man ever.
Nope.
Nah.
He's good, but no.
Man, he is good.
Overrated. Man.
He is overrated.
Overrated as fuck.
Johnny Depp, that was a good
Johnny
one,
Depp.
I can't.
Or Tom Cruise.
Fuck Tom Cruise.
What?
Man. Fuck Tom
Cruise.
Man, Mel Brooks, bro. Mel Gibson, bro. Come on.
Nah.
Come on.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Willis.
Nah.
Jason Statham.
Nope.
The Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
He's not white.
Okay, yeah, my bad.
The fuck you?
I'm just going to see.
No.
Damn. He is Samoan or some shit.
Johnny
he?
Depp.
Nigga, Bruce Willis?
Nah.
What?
Johnny Depp.
Bruce Willis, damn.
But I give respect to Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's greatest white man ever lived. Greatest, he got seven rings.
The greatest sportsman. The
greatest LeBron said he's in the same category as Tom Brady. Nope. You heard it here. You heard it here first.
I mean, athletic-wise.
You heard it here first.
Athletic-wise,
that's why you can never compare LeBron to Jordan. You can never compare him. He's never going to be as good as him. Stop asking.
He is, though.
He's not gooder. He's not better. I said gooder.
He is.
But hanging out with my son too much.
He is.
He's better than fucking Jordan.
Physically, bro? Yes,
bro,
dude.
Oh, dude. Come on, man.
Come on, bro.
All the way. You said physically. I'm talking about all the way around. Basketball, completely. Jordan was the GOAT, bro. Is the GOAT.
But that's his time frame, bro. Shit's different.
It does. Okay, that's fine. But I'm not. I'm talking about of all time.
Nah.
Of all time, Michael Jordan was the best basketball player. You're tripping.
How?
There's other basketball players that you can even name before you even get to LeBron. If we're talking about best basketball players
of
all time.
What makes him the best?
Jordan?
What makes him the best?
Nigga, he brought that business up from nothing.
I'm saying, but still, what makes him the best basketball player?
I don't know basketball enough to say that, but I do respect.
You can't
I watched the series.
You can say he was
all right,
the best
dude,
of
he's a great teammate.
Yes.
He created stars.
So what?
Like so I'm saying, like
I agree. What
the? Nigga, Pippen.
Pippen was decent already when he came
there.
He
was, but Pippen will still not get the type
they
of...
They were just a great duo.
Everybody was good on that team. Including Jordan, and Jordan helped them get to there. But did you watch the fucking Netflix special?
It don't matter.
Go watch the Netflix
nigga,
special.
Nigga, if you want to talk
nigga,
about him being,
basketball,
if you want to talk
man.
About him being
Tom,
the best.
Tom, what's
dude
what's the dude
lost in the first round like 7 years.
Who gives a fuck?
What do you mean?
Before he got to Chicago?
No.
I'm talking about, wait, after?
He only played for Chicago. He only went to the Washington when he came back the second time
for
retirement.
Somebody else before that.
Never. With the Bulls, always.
And he came straight
he got,
out of...
Yes, drafted to the Bulls.
Okay.
That and nigga didn't make it past the first round for like 7 years, bro.
Okay, and then something
LeBron
happened.
Never did. Ever. Never been eliminated. Never.
Oh my god.
He goes to the finals, bro. That he's
Jordan created the dynasty, my nigga.
Yes.
Jordan created the dynasty. I don't see LeBron doing that anywhere.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying. Like, wasn't the Patriots, wasn't that almost a dynasty?
That definitely was a dynasty.
That was a fucking dynasty because of who?
Tom Brady.
Exactly. The Bulls was a dynasty because of who?
Michael Jordan.
These are the things that I'm saying that because of him in all aspects. I'm not talking about physically. I guess. You know what I'm saying? All aspects of the sport, business-wise and on the court.
I guess.
As a human being, Tom Brady is the greatest man to ever live. As a basketball player, Jordan is the best to ever play.
He's not, bro.
Yes, he is.
Bro, Bill Russell has 11 rings, bro. We're just going to forget
He's
about him, bro.
He's the best coach.
Are we going to forget about him, bro? He made a dynasty first. He did that first.
Who is Bill Russell? He a coach, right?
He is now. The Celtics.
He's the coach of the Celtics.
No, not of the Celtics. He used to play for the Celtics.
He used to play for the Celtics.
He got six rings with
the Bulls. And they did that because of him.
Yes. He got six rings.
What year did he play?
The 60s. No, Bill Russell was the fucking...
Nigga, don't nobody take nothing away from Bill Russell. Just like nobody's taking nothing from LeBron. I'm just saying that Jordan is the best player to ever play. No. Yes, he is. Jesus Christ. He got 11 rings on the court.
Who?
Bill Russell.
He got six on the court, five coaching.
So he's the best basketball man.
He still got six rings, just like Mike. Robert Horry has seven.
Okay. I'm gonna take it a step further.
Well, I don't know why I talk about him.
I'm gonna take it a step further. He's the best basketball player to ever play on the court and off the court. Think about his shoes. Think about the Chicago player. Bulls. People now still diehard Chicago Bulls fans because Jordan played there.
I guess.
Ain't nobody a hardcore Celtics fan because Bill Russell played there.
What?
I mean, yeah, that's true.
What?
That's true. But he ain't got no shoe.
So what?
He didn't do what Jordan did, bro. Otherwise, there'll be a Netflix special about
fucking
Bill Russell.
It was a fucking 40-year difference between them playing, too. Times changed. Mike came in the league in 85. Bill Russell was playing in the fucking 50s and the 60s with fucking Will Chamberlain.
Well, that's why Will Chamberlain was good. He was a Hall of Famer.
It's a time difference, bro.
It's not, it ain't Mike about was, Mike I'm talking was the about to ever fucking play.
Yes, in the
to
90s.
Every fucking play.
In the 90s.
And the 90s was the turning point of basketball. The moves he was doing on the court, my nigga. Yes.
But still, he was
it's just like saying Michael Jackson. Listen, I'm going to say, I'm going to see where you go with this one. Michael Jackson is better than Chris Brown.
No, the fuck he's not.
I don't agree with that.
No, he's not.
He is, though.
He's more of
Without Michael Jackson, there wouldn't be a Chris Brown.
So what? He's an icon. He was there first. He was there first. That don't make you the best because you did it first. That doesn't make you the best.
Without him, there would be no Chris Brown.
It doesn't matter. He was there first. So you hear what I'm saying?
It does.
How
does that matter?
Somebody has to set the standards. Somebody got to set the table.
Okay.
Somebody has to do it.
Nigga, people still doing the moonwalk.
That's what I'm saying. He was the stepping stone.
He was never stepping stone.
He was.
Foundation, nigga.
That's the stepping stone.
If you build that house, then that's the nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
But that's what I'm saying. Somebody has to set that. Those standards can be beaten. Somebody has to set. Of course, everybody's gonna always love the legends, of course, because they did it first. They're going to be the stars. Just like you said, Michael Jordan is. Just think, in 30 years or 40 years, nobody's going to be talking about Michael Jordan. Everybody's talking about LeBron fucking James.
No, they're not. People going to be talking about Jordan forever. Nigga, his shoes cost fucking thousands of dollars.
So what, bro? I'm telling you, bro.
Nigga, everybody's going to be talking about Jordan forever.
Times change, bro.
People didn't even know about Jordan. People found out how good Jordan was when they watched his Netflix special.
I'm telling you, bro. Times change, bro. Michael Jordan didn't come out of high school. Michael Jordan didn't get to the NBA when he was 18 years old.
Nigga, it's been other players that didn't come out of high school.
That's true.
Nowadays.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But all these kids, they got that good. Damn, my wallet fucking hurt. They got these kids that got so good because they watching who? They grew up on who?
LeBron James.
No, they fucking.
I'm telling you, bro.
This shit all came from Jordan, bro.
I don't even like sports.
I don't even know why I'm making this argument. Because it's fun.
It definitely did. Like I said, everybody has to be the stepping stone, bro. Man. Somebody got to start it for somebody to want to beat it.
Well, yeah. But Jordan's still the greatest player ever played. And Tom Brady is the greatest white man ever lived. Moving forward, did you hear about this Gorilla Glue shit?
Yes.
So what happened, JJ?
That gotta be the stupidest shit I ever...
What happened? So this bitch, do you know what happened?
Yes, this girl went and got fucking real life Gorilla Glue. Because she said, I forgot what the fuck she said. I think she said she like ran out of some hairspray or some shit.
Gorilla snot.
Some stupid shit. This bitch put real Gorilla Glue on her hair, bro. Her shit was stuck like that for a month.
Like, she had to have surgery to get this shit up.
Like, how stupid can you be, bro? Like, yeah, be for real, bro. Yeah, you didn't get that shit at no beauty supply store. You got that Gorilla Glue from the fucking arts and crafts section, bro.
Damn.
You got that shit from... That shit's not just anywhere in the store.
So, you know, Gorilla Glue had to say not to be
used... How stupid can you be, bro? The shit literally stands for adhesive. That shit stands for wood, glass,
black... Let's read the beginning. Let's read it.
Come on, bro. What the fuck? You have to be retarded. You did not go to no hair salon or no beauty supply store and get this Gorilla Glue. They have Gorilla Glue for your hair. But it's not.
Gorilla snot.
Like, no, they have... they have shit called Gorilla Glue, bro.
Oh, shit. That's tripping.
They really do.
That's so weird. Shit. She tripping where she got it from.
Like I'm saying, she got that shit from a fucking convenience store. So, you know what I'm saying? You could find that shit at a gas station, some Gorilla Glue.
It says wood, stone, like, metal, on, ceramic, foam, glass, and more.
Like, come on, bro.
And more.
That and more is not your fucking head. That does not mean your scalp.
What the fuck?
Like, man, that shit. You have to be, like, at this point, I feel like now people just doing shit you're doing shit just to be seen, bro.
Spray adhesive.
Like, you're doing shit to be seen because ain't no way you that stupid.
Damn, you just said she did that shit to be seen?
Ain't no way you're that stupid, bro. There's no way.
Nigga, it says fabric. I don't know. That's kind
of... Fabric ain't your hair.
Yeah, fabric is not your hair.
Like, you put hot glue on fucking fabric. You ain't gonna put that shit in your hair. Like,
who the fuck didn't tell her that?
Man, come on, man.
Don't these girls talk to their girls about
everything? Where are your friends? Where's your mama? Like, come on, bro. Like, come on, man. That couldn't have been my kid. You couldn't have been my... I would have been like, you got... Like, I know I didn't raise you like this, bro. I know you was not raised like this, bro. That should say stone. That should have been the first time you should have been like, nah. Like, nah.
I'm good.
Your hair glue don't say for no fucking stone. Like... People do shit for attention. People do shit for attention.
People
bro.
Do shit for attention. And
it really upsets me.
The name of this episode, even though we took 50 minutes to get there, it's going to be, Is That a Merch?
Oh, we definitely did.
We took 50 minutes to get there. Let's talk about that. So what I'm talking about is the new little satchels motherfuckers be wearing. Now, I understand it if you rich, my nigga, and you got a designer bag. And they got, like, thousands of dollars in there. You can't put thousands of dollars in your pocket. I get it, bro. And a backpack is just not a good look for all the time. So now they got the little man purse with the you know what I'm saying? It's a purse.
It's a fucking purse. It's a purse.
That's a fucking purse, my
Nowadays,
nigga.
Women can't have shit. Women can't have nothing, bro. Real life, bro. Women can't have shit. Niggas wear leggings. Niggas be wearing heels. Uggs was for fucking women. Niggas got Uggs.
I got a pair of Uggs.
Women can't have shit.
Uggs wasn't just made for women.
I mean, I know at first in Australia over there where they started it at, it's for men. But over here, you didn't see niggas wearing that shit. That was for female. You saw Uggs, you thought of women.
Mine are leather boots. I'm just saying. That's a different story. They're talking about the actual, like, girl Uggs, like the thought Uggs.
I'm just saying.
Niggas be wearing those?
Yes. Niggas are like, females can't have shit, bro. It's a purse.
No.
Say, yeah, no, nigga. No, bro. Go get a book bag. You don't want a book bag. Leave that shit in the house.
That's how he carries his money.
Nah, bro. You don't need all that shit, bro. Yeah, get a book bag, bro. Anyway,
like, but yeah, you don't need, just get a book bag.
Come on, bro.
I got a book bag.
Look. A purse is for women to carry everything they want. Niggas now, these
book bags.
Yes.
It's to carry everything you want.
You talking about a purse. Niggas be having their wallet in there, they weed in there, cigarette. That's a fucking purse, bro.
That's a purse, yeah.
It's a purse, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so that was so what makes it a purse, right? You said satchel earlier, right?
Satchel.
So it's a satchel when you got racks in there. You know what I'm saying?
A satchel is for...
A money bag.
A satchel is for a fucking laptop. That's what they're fucking for. A satchel is when you're a businessman. Them niggas carry their laptops.
Nigga,
they fucking
carry
papers
fucking,
on...
They carry a case, nigga.
Nah, not a briefcase.
Bro. I'm talking about on a fashion tip, bro.
I mean, yeah.
You're trying to wear a fucking...
I'm saying, but niggas have a satchel. That's
you
a satchel.
Wear it, like, my laptop. You wear the bag, you can go...
Business shit, folders, all type
of stuff. What is all this bitch right here?
A fanny pack?
A fanny pack.
Women, bro.
So why can't we call the fucking bag y'all wearing now a merch? This is called a fanny pack.
Like, why do you want...
How do you feel wearing a fanny pack?
Like a fanny pack.
What do you think this is it? This is right now on you now. Come on, bro. What is this? It's a fucking purse, my nigga.
You just don't have it on your shoulder.
You got it on one shoulder.
You got it on one shoulder coming across your body instead of
letting it. Oh, so what goes on one shoulder come across your body?
That's a fucking...
That's a purse.
Yes, that's a purse, bro.
That's a purse, brother.
Get a purse. Niggas just don't want to have it dangling, so they put it around their body. Fucking fruitcakes, bro. Let these women have their shit, man. Leave these women alone, bro. Like... They have shit for men and for women.
Like the
leave women's shit. Get out of the women's clothes, bro.
Get out of women's clothes.
Like, get out of women's shit, bro. Their fashion is their fashion, bro. Niggas want to be just like bitches nowadays, and it's fucking.
They said Young Thug was wearing a dress though.
Yeah, they said that, but that don't have nothing to do with me. This shit's fruity.
Yeah, it is fruity.
I don't like the shit, but you're not me. I won't do it. But
yeah,
let these women have their shit, bro. Let the women have their shit, bro. Niggas. Women can't have shit. Women can't have extensions no
niggas
more.
Niggas wearing makeup now.
Niggas getting wigs and sew-ins in their hair. Like,
they look like
on,
this.
Bro.
They look like this. Nigga, like, if you going bald, on, just bro. Go bald, bro.
Like, let these women have their shit, bro. Stop trying to be like that, man. It's a woman for a reason, bro. Niggas is doing too much, bro. Women can't have shit. Nothing.
So next time you see a nigga out here with one of them...
Women can't have
purses.
Shit.
That's a... Nigga, that's a purse.
That's a fucking purse.
That's a it's really a purse.
Go put your fucking girl's bag back in the house, bro.
Damn, he took his whole girl's
bag.
That's crazy, bro.
You
probably
see
a nigga out here on the streets, bro, right? With something across his chest, hanging off one shoulder that look like his grandma's purse from the crib. Guaranteed.
Baby, it's a Gucci bag. So what?
Nigga, don't
for women, bro. It's in the women's section. That shit don't say for men.
And then, like, I seen a nigga walking out of here, he had a fake-ass Gucci belt on.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I knew it was fake Gucci belt? Because it had rhinestones in the fucking Gucci. Gucci don't make that.
Rhinestones
give
are for,
your girl her belt
for
back.
Women anyway.
Give your girl her belt back. What else is out there? The skinny jeans been going too far. Like the real skinny jeans. Like, nigga, they so skinny that the guys can't pull it up.
Like the niggas can't walk. Niggas they can't gotta waddle.
Pull it. Right. You can't. They can't pull it up past they like, you know, where your dick at. You know, it covered the top of the dick and that's it. No. Give your girl her jeans back.
Give your little cousin her jeans back.
Damn.
Bro. Like, them are not yours. You know them ain't yours. You know you can't fit that shit. Like, you know you can't. It take you longer to get dressed than to take your girl. That's a fucking problem.
Right, you don't even do the hop. So, that's like, when your girl put the pants on, right, it go right here. And y'all, that's how niggas be wearing their pants now. Girls, they do the little hop. Get it all the way up. No. No, nigga. If you got a hop to get... No. Stop.
It shouldn't take you. You should be dressed before your girl. Put it as that. Y'all both struggling to put on pants together. That's a fucking problem, bro.
I say I'm ready to go. It's time to go.
Right.
I'm ready to go now. Sitting around. I don't even like makeup. That makeup shit got to go, too. Yep. Niggas wearing makeup, too.
Yep.
Niggas wearing makeup, too. Nigga, my shit don't blend in completely
right
here. I'm not wearing makeup. Like, my shit darker right here than it is right here. I don't know how to
niggas
get it.
Niggas be putting on fingernail problems.
I ain't wearing no makeup. Oh, yeah, I do get manicures, though.
I mean, manicure. I'm talking about fingernail polish.
I get the clear shit.
That's not nail polish.
I know.
That's nail strengthener. I know what it is.
Is nail strengthener?
Yes.
My nails? Go
my mom, yeah, nigga. My mom has been using that shit all my life. But niggas be real life painting their fingernails. Black, red. Like, come on, bro. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, that shit fruity.
Like, come on,
that's
man.
That's suspect.
What?
Y'all got too many letters. The alphabet boys. You know what I'm talking about? The LBGT, ABCD, W.
Stay y'all ass in the house, bro. Man, I might want to see that shit. Do that shit in the inside.
There are safe spaces for this. Let's not get it wrong. Man. Let's not get it fucked up. There are safe spaces for that. And
yeah,
we are willing
home.
To allow that safe space over here. If we want to talk about it, we can educate ourselves. But other than that, stay your ass at home, bro. You catching my attention, bro. I'm driving. And what the fuck was that?
Right, man.
You're like, what the fuck was that?
Shit's getting out of
it's
hand.
It's like when motherfuckers is wearing shoes, it's just, you know, they be looking at their shoes. Like the Uggs, like you said. If I seen a nigga wearing real Uggs with his jeans tucked in the
yes.
Uggs.
Yes, bro.
With his jeans tucked in the
bro.
Uggs. Do you know?
Like, come on, man.
Oh, man. In the episode. I gotta walk this one off.
We gone.
I gotta walk this one off.